Well, welcome to town, and you come right in the festival for Petersburg, Little Norway Festival. You've also been in Anchorage for a celebration there. Tell me a little bit about growing up. Did you celebrate Sintin to Mai like this, or?
Yeah, in Norway we are celebrating the 17th of May as you are here in the here in Petersburg. And when I was when a little boy, I was playing in a school band, and I did that for some years. So I'm very used to festivities and celebrating the Norwegian Constitution.
What did you play?
I play a horn.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
I'm not very good now on playing horn, but I still watch the parades and I like to attend them.
This is your first trip to Alaska, I think?
No, this is my fifth visit to Alaska.
Oh, okay. So, first to Petersburg, though.
Yeah, the first one to Petersburg. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, Petersburg is called Alaska's Little Norway, and people here are very proud of the Norwegian tradition here. Is there anything you're looking particularly to take part in or participate in?
You know, I came down here to Petersburg, really to be with the Norwegian Americans and Norwegians, and I think that's part of my job, and to do it, and I also like it very, very much. So I'm looking forward to engaging with the citizens of Petersburg and to get to know as much as possible. And at the same time, of course, also celebrating the 17th of May. And I really like what you are doing here, because it's not just one day, it's a couple of days, and it's a festival.
It's just about a whole week this year, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Huh?
It's a very full schedule. So you were born in Oslo, and there's a big celebration there?
It was the 17th of May was yesterday.
Okay.
And yesterday in Oslo we had the biggest parade ever, with 60,000 children parading in front of the palace. So it was big, huh?
Wow.
So but I'm sure this one will be as colorful as that one.
Not as quite as many kids.
But still
we'll try. Yes. Do you have any special message from the government of Norway?
No, but I bring a message from His Majesty the King, and he is greeting the Norwegian Americans and the Norwegian in America, and I will be saying that also when I will be seeing and taking part in the parade.
And is there anything we can do to convince His Majesty to come here some year for our celebration?
His Majesty, he was in Alaska last year, but unfortunately he missed Petersburg. But he has a lot of nice memories about his visit to Alaska, indeed.
I was looking a little bit at your biography and your background in a more serious topic. You had a background in atomic energy and disarmament, also in relationships between the U.S. and the Russian Federation and Norway. How do you, as a third party, how do you view the U.S.-Russian relationship these days?
I think that what I would like to say is that and that goes on also on the relationship between Norway and the United and Russia, the Russian Federation, because since they annexed the annexation of Crimea and their support to the separatists in Ukraine, the international community has responded very in a proper manner by imposing sanctions on Russia until the so-called Minsk agreement is being implemented fully. And that is also happening between Norway and Russia, that we have posted sanctions. So we do not have today the same relationship with Russia as we have had in the past. And that also goes for the United States. But then I would like also to say that on certain areas, and we are bordering Russia, as you know, that on certain areas, like, for example, search and rescue, environmental issues, and fishery and fishing administration, we still have a close relationship with our neighbor.
And all these countries are Arctic nations, of course. The Arctic is warming, waters are becoming more open, and there's more opportunities for shipping and trade, commerce through the Arctic. Is Norway's seeing that and dealing with that as well, right?
Yeah, yes, we are. And let me tell you that 10% of the Norwegian population lives north of the polar circle, and 80% of our oceans are north of the polar circle, and one third of Norwegian land territory is also north of the polar circle. So we are indeed an Arctic country or nation like the United States, and we see both challenges and opportunities with the changing climate. And you refer to some of the opportunities. That is, of course, that it will be we could facilitate tourism better. There could be a more effective maritime transport from Europe through to Asia, north going along the coast of Norway and then north of Russia. That is the sort of the northeast passage, but you also have the northwest passage. So I think there are opportunities. There are also opportunities for continued resource extraction from the Arctic.
Would you speak a little Russian for the people? Would you speak a little Norwegian for the people of Petersburg? Say whatever you want, I guess.
I'm very bad in Russian, but I'm very good in Norwegian.
Yeah.
So what I would like to say is gratulerer med dagen, gratulerer med 17. mai. Veldig hyggelig å være I Petersburg, og jeg ser frem til å være her sammen med norsk-amerikanere og nordmenn I Petersburg I disse dagene.
And that translates to?
Happy 17th of May. I'm very happy to be here. And I really look forward to being together with Norwegian Americans and Norwegians in Petersburg the next couple of days.